Blue Man Group has entertained millions with its drums, splattering neon paints, and the comedic interludes of the Blue Men themselves. And now one of its founders is introducing a new experience to Las Vegas. Chris Wink will bring Wink World, Portals to the Infinite, to Area 15, which opens September 17th. Chris Wink, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So, you know, most of us know your previous endeavor, Blue Man Group, and what that production was like. So how does that connect to what you're trying to do here with Wink World?
Well, it's a little different. This is a walkthrough experience. It's not a sit-down theatrical experience. And it's a little more intimate, smaller. It's been a passion of mine in recent years to kind of explore Infinity Mirror rooms. I saw Yayoi Kusama's work and was inspired. And so, you know, with Blue Man, we were getting bigger and bigger, and it was really fun. And I feel like we took it about as big as we it wanted to be. And with this exercise, I'm going smaller and smaller.
Okay, well, you bring that up with the Infinity Room. So I'm going to go ahead and skip to that, you know, that a lot of recent Vegas attractions and destinations feel as if they were kind of designed to be shared on social media, Instagram and the like. I'm thinking Seven Magic Mountains, the Infinity Room exhibit. So when creating this, did you have social media in mind?
Well, not exactly. I'm not a big fan of here's a rock, stand next to it, it's big. Or here's a mushroom cap, you know, here's an ice cream cone. I understand that that's part of the world we live in, but that's not what motivated me. I was actually interested in taking people, when I say small, it's actually paradoxical because the mirrors, are smaller rooms, but they kind of are portals into the infinite. And so actually the experience that I'm hoping people will have there isn't something that's capturable as an Instagram moment. Yes, and they're welcome to bring it along. And I understand that's part of the world we live in, but I'm shooting for something a little more with a little more gravitas and perhaps a little more inspiration potential.
Even though that's not what motivated you, do you think that show-off aspect of it is kind of becoming a necessary, I won't say evil, I'll say component of experiences like this?
Well, listen, there's nothing wrong. I've always actually, we've always been proponents of participation, of you're involved. I don't think that that's a bad thing. Sometimes it gets pushed to the point of kind of narcissistic, self-centeredness, and it gets a bad rap as a result of that. But there's nothing wrong with, here's where I am. I went here. This is part of my story. And I think weaving together everyone's stories in a way is kind of an exciting element. So I have no problem with that. And I think that is an important part of the time we're in. And it's actually just a lucky, piece of, sort of serendipity that I'm moving into an area where, you can walk through at a social distance, you're not having to, you don't have to sit still. But that I was attracted to Area 15 because of that. I really wanted to push that interactivity that's always been a part of my work and my work with Blue Man Group. But here at Area 15, it's going further. We're pushing, the intermersive element is really, front and center, as opposed to a stage and seating, where there's, even if we broke the fourth wall, there still was that, difference. We're on the stage, you're in the seats. Well, that we're exploding completely.
Well, after years of fine-tuning Blue Man Group, how did you take what you learned about what audiences want for that show and apply it to this? Is that what you were talking about with that involvement and that intimate feeling, how you kind of intermix the two?
Yeah. Well, we learned so much at Blue Man Group about, creating an experience without the tool of a narrative, telling a story in a movie or a piece of theater or something. The story is what drives things along. Without that, there's so many things that you need to do to keep the audience engaged by, changing and surprising them, having fantastical, kind of coalescence between the music, the lights, the sound, the action. I really feel like I've taken my 10 or 20,000 hours of schooling and try to apply it the best they can to create an experience that was, you know, that has an artistic quality to it, but isn't pretentious. You know, it's more artful, and, you know, combines technology, music, visuals, you know, machinery, motors, but it's also you know, something that the viewer needs to meet halfway, and they can kind of fill in the blanks with their own narrative and, you know, engage and explore in it. And I think, I learned a lot. I still feel like I'm learning a lot and trying to apply it here.
And since you mentioned a musical component, what does music for such an attraction sound like?
Well, actually, we have six rooms with six different Infinity Mirror experiences that are looking at kind of trying to peer into the infinite in completely different ways. So the answer to your question is we have six completely different types of music, because that is the intention, is that you go from one perspective, really a viewpoint towards infinity, to a completely different one. So the room that has a bunch of bouncing slinkies has a kind of slinky coil vibe to it, whereas the plasma ball room has more of a, I would say, a Blue Man Group influenced sort of, you know, deep tuned drum, dum da 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 dum da da, you know, sound to it like that. And then there's a more just kind of a room that has a, what we wanted to go for was like just this, for lack of a better term, like a love vibe, right? So we have this beautiful composition sung by an artist, that friend of mine, that's just beautiful, just kind of mellow, mellower than a lot of the Blue Man stuff. So it isn't all drums. It's based on the room. And we sort of, in some cases, the original compositions by me and an alumni from Blue Man Group, Chris Dias, who worked with me and others and my partners on a lot of the music. But a couple of the other rooms are musicians and artists that I'm fans of or that I've gotten to be friends with over the years. And I kind of, you know, pulled them in to create something special for the room, because I thought they had the right, you know, sound for that room.
Are you working with anyone else formerly of Blue Man Group? I know you just mentioned yourself and someone else composing. Yeah.
Chris Dias. Yeah. No, actually, it's a small team on this one. And I'm working out here in Vegas. But it, other than Chris, it's just me and him from Blue Man Group. But I've got hopefully other versions of Wink Worlds in the future, and I look forward to pulling in some of my brothers and sisters from the Blue Man world.
Well, what qualifies someone to be able to work on such a project as this? How does an interview with Wink World go?
Well, you know, it depends on what kind of skill set we're looking for. There's a friend of mine that hasn't worked on Wink World, but he's working down the hall at another activation at Area 15. And he's a veteran from the Blue Man Group stage, Bill Schwartz, and also Aaron Sanchez. And they're, you know, they know how to make motors, make things spin and move while being illuminated by LED lights and, you know, synced up to music. And so, you know, if you know how to do that, if you know how to make a crazy motorized musical, visual, kaleidoscopic, mind-blowing thing, then you're qualified.
Okay, so you're also the director of content and cool stuff. I'll change that last word for this broadcast for Area 15. Yeah. Besides the Meow Wolf attraction, which has received a lot of hype as well, what other experiences at Area 15 are similar to or might complement Wink World?
Well, there's a couple of layers. There's, you know, the sort of we call it the spine, which is the open area that's free for people to just come in and just explore. And it's got some just beautiful art. You know, the space in general is going to be sort of dark, so that this luminescent art, the one of the Oddwood tree, the sort of projection map skull, a Balinese sort of teepee-like sanctuary. So there's a bunch of beautiful places just to hang out and check out. But beyond that, in addition to Wink World, there's quite a few activations that I'm excited about. There's several augmented reality and virtual reality experiences. There's Things that are not technology, some influence like the axe throwing experience or Emporium, which is an awesome retro kind of video game pool, hall type of place, popular in San Francisco and now coming here. A really cool Lost Spirits, kind of a immersive bourbon experience. It's just an awesome exploration of a distillery that's been theatricalized. It's like a playground for adults. It's really, kids are welcome, but this is for us. There's just going to be sights and sounds everywhere, lots of food, plenty of things to eat, all in one giant warehouse. It's real. I look at it as like a neighborhood. It's like a hipster neighborhood in a box.
Are you worried about the experience of Wink World or even the larger Area 15 being changed or not really what you had in mind because of social distancing and other CDC guidelines in place right now?
I feel really lucky that I'm working now in a medium, really just by chance, that can work in this circumstance. The Blue Man shows and the one in New York, won't be opening anytime soon because of people sitting around. The social distancing is going to make it better, not worse. I mean, Wink World is going to be best if you're just alone or with two people. It's not a crowd experience, right? It's like, think about it. If you go to a museum or a gallery, do you feel like you're getting cheated if it's not crowded?
No, it
So
makes it
we
better.
won't make it. Yeah. Well, listen, we're not gonna make our investors happy, but I think the audience is gonna have, or the guests, the visitors are gonna have a fantastic experience.
What's your take on just sort of the status of entertainment right now? Do you think, or how do you think COVID-19 is going to change the industry, especially in a place like Las Vegas?
Well, look, we have to remember this isn't permanent. This will come to an end. But it is interesting that the first responders, if you will, in the entertainment will be of a certain ilk. And the ones that are kind of the ones where, the big crowded spaces where you sit down and so on are gonna come later. But in the end, I expect it will all open up. But I do think that we'll come out on the other side with people having maybe new ideas. I mean, just like we're all more open to Zoom calls now than we were before, I think it will give the immersive and the walkthrough types of places a little burst of energy.
So what else should someone know before they go to see Wink World?
Well, I think they should know that if they come to Wink World, then waiting right outside is a bunch of other things as well that are really exciting. That's what I'm really happy about, is that I'm in a space that has got so many things, so many reasons to come and visit, that I really just feel like a privilege to be in that location. And they can do a little research on one of my artistic collaborators, Alex Eliumi, whose art is amazing and will be featured heavily in some of the rooms and in the lobby and in the kind of the entrance way. He's sort of a psychedelic blacklight artist. And of course, I've always loved blacklight. And so, you can go to our Instagram or his and check out, some of the kind of visuals that you might get, a sneak preview of what you might expect at Wink World.
Chris Wink is a co-founder of the Blue Man Group and is bringing that experience as a designer, music composer, and a purveyor of visual entertainment to his latest endeavor, Wink World Portals to the Infinite, to Area 15, which opens September 17th. We'll have some further details about that on our website at knpr.org. Chris Wink, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure.
This is State of Nevada.